The following is another Power 99 sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Forcing up the shot, Fisher no good. Fleischman got the rebound. They do have a little bit of time here. Outlet to Eklund underneath the hoop to Luther. The layup is up and in. And that's the way to end the quarter here for the Overton Eagles.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs battle the Overton Eagles. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Power 99 Sports Club.
Bulldogs crossover. Echol, he gets a good crossover, takes it all the way in. The left-handed layup is good. Got his defender on his hip and went by him. It's a five-point game, so the 15-point lead down to five.
Tonight's girls' contest features two of the top teams in the conference, while the boys' game features two schools that battle in the state football semi. Next is the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda, right after this word from Hogemeyer Hybrids.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another Friday night of high school basketball here on your sports leader in the Tri-Cities, Power 99, and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Fort Kearney Conference action tonight from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs off to a really good start, taking on the Overton Eagles. As you heard there in the open, both girls' teams are off to a great start. Overton has already played six games on this young season, and they sit at 5-1 on the year. The only loss coming to the hands of C1 Southern Valley by 3 points. Now, they did have to battle to beat Anselmo Myrna on Tuesday night in a game that went to overtime. And they're not all that deep. They only have one senior on the ball club and only suit 10 for varsity. So Overton tries to get things rolling, and talking with Nicole Art before the ball game. Her team hadn't necessarily been 100%. She says everybody suited up and available to play for the first time this season. For Pleasanton, you know the story. They're on a roll right now. They're in the middle of a heck of a run for all of these ladies, and they are undefeated, ranked number one in the preseason, the finals last year. They're off to a 5-0 start so far this year and really haven't been overly challenged until the game with South Loop last week, where they really slowed it down in South Loop, handed their first loss of the year by just two points to Pleasant.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
J Brothers in Overton is a proud sponsor of the Overton student athletes and wishes them good luck. J Brothers Gas Station and Taste of India restaurant is conveniently located just off of Interstate 80 at the Overton exit. Stop in before or after the game for coffee, pop, food, and the coldest drinks in town, plus the cheapest gas and diesel you will find. Hungry? Get your authentic Indian food at the Taste of India restaurant, plus their famous pizza too, only at J Brothers in Overton.
They are proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
All right, we are back with you here at Pleasanton. Evidently, the internet monster bit us there a little bit, working on our technical difficulties, and hopefully we don't have those again tonight as we get ready for tonight's girls basketball game. We were talking about the boys game when we went to break there. Overton and Pleasanton, I think the backstory here is that they played in the state football semifinals, and Overton probably outplayed Pleasanton that night, but Pleasanton ended up winning the football game on the scoreboard and went on to Memorial Stadium and got to play in the state championship game against Humphrey St. Francis. And Overton is looking to kind of return the favor here tonight and upset the Bulldogs. Again, as we said, Overton just hasn't been shooting the ball all that well so far this year. They've been playing hard, the coaches say, and Seth Ehlers has been an assistant coach for Overton. Clint Little, of course, moved on, took the athletic director's job at Louisville, and so he took over the reins, and they have just not been able to shoot the ball all that well. They won opening night against Arapahoe, but then teams have pressured them and have been scoring around 70 points a game on them in their first four contests. And when you look at what Pleasanton wants to do, they want to be a physical ball club, and they have shown the ability to put some points up. Now, they only average about 47, but they did throw up 88 against Highline in an 88-65 win over Elwood Eustace Farnham, and their only loss has come to Arcadia Loup City. So the boys' game will be coming up around 8 o'clock. Other basketball that's going on tonight, big one on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as Hastings High is hosting Kearney Catholic. Of course, for a while, Hastings and Kearney High played a lot, and they were in the same conference. But now Kearney Catholic restructuring their schedule, still out of the move from the Lou Platt to the Centennial Conference, and they've got some different schools on their roster and their schedule here the last few years, and this is the first meeting between Kearney Catholic and Hastings. Three of the four teams are undefeated. The Hastings girls do have a couple of losses, but that's right now on ESPN 1460-1550. The boys' game, a battle of unbeatens. Hastings High is ranked third in Class B, and Kearney Catholic is third in C1. And then Hastings St. Cecilia is taking on Sutton, and that's currently airing on 1230 AM KHAS. And again, you can also pick up any of those games online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming is brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. Then tomorrow night here on Power 99, we will be at Kearney High to take on Bellevue West. Kearney's girls will look for their first win of the season, and then the Bellevue West boys are ranked second in the state, taking on the Bearcats, who are 3-1. Should be a great doubleheader at 5:15 tomorrow. And lots of sports getting into college football bowl games, NFL triple header Saturday and Sunday on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We will take a break and look at the starting lineup for tonight's girls' game, Overton and Pleasanton, right after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes and wish them good luck in the competition. Stop in and talk to the experts at Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer and Service in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs!
Friendly service every time. Quality is what you'll find where your neighbors and your friends go see Trotter.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are all very proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. The River Stop is the only stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas, refreshment, and to fill your tank. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton. We are very proud to support our area athletes and coaches. Good luck, Bulldogs.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Farming is a way of life here, and today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest, and the Farmers Knows Agronomy Department is who they can trust and count on. Your CHS Agronomy Department can help you with everything from chemical, fertilizer, seed and soil samples. CHS is right there where you are. That means you know the people, and they're giving back in your communities. CHS, people and resources you can count on always, and always here at chsholdridge.com.
Overton Dental is a proud supporter of the Overton High School coaches and team for their accomplishments on and off the field. Don't skip regular dental cleanings or avoid going to Overton Dental because you're afraid of possible problems with your teeth. Regular checkups and cleanings can help stop dental problems before they start. Call Overton Dental at 308-987-2437 and schedule your visit with Dr. McClanahan, located in Overton at 401 5th Street. Good luck to all the area athletes from Overton Dental.
Security First Bank in Overton proudly supports this high school broadcast and wish the athletes good luck in the competition. Security First Bank in Overton strives to improve the lives of families and businesses they serve with high-quality financial services. With a small-town friendly attitude, they treat each customer like a good neighbor and have been committed to those standards since 1898. Security First Bank in Overton, a relationship you can count on. Member FDIC.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox and water furnace dealer. It's never too late to be sure your heating system is working properly and efficiently. Axman Heating and Air can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geothermal heat and infrared heat for your farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales and service. Axman Heating and Air, your water furnace and Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
All right, we're still experiencing some technical difficulties, but we will bring you as much of the start of the basketball game as we can. Thanks for listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark. As Pleasanton wins the tip here to start the girls' basketball game, and they'll face a matchup here from Overton to the man-to-man. Run a dribble drive into the Fleshman defense. It'll be cut off there. Live pace back out to Katie Nichols, a three-point shooter. Will drive to the high post. Gets rid of the basketball to Linder. Linder works on Fleshman to the right baseline. Puts up a floater from six. It's no good. The rebound will be grabbed here by Kenzie Sheely for Overton. They'll face a little three-point man-to-man pressure here for Pleasanton. And we bring the ball across the timeline. High post to Fleshman. Fleshman puts the ball on the floor on Linder. Left-hand scoop shot rolls off the rim. No good. And then the ball is slapped out of bounds. And then it will go along to Overton. A good hustle. Trying to find the offensive glass that time. And we will see them throw the ball in underneath their own. Who's trying to throw it into Sheely? They overshot her, and Katie Nichols is going to be able to pick up the basketball from coast to coast and miss the layup. Following and getting the offensive rebound, Natalie Siegel kicks it out for a three-pointer. Payton's very good. The defensive board brought down here by Overton. Rachel Eklund has the board here. In the middle of the paint, keeps going. Left-hand scoop shot, though, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound by Meyer. Meyer in the paint, no good. And off the iron is he paint. He picks up on his basketball, and here comes Siegel with it, nailing the hoops. Here's Pace. Pace to the right-hand corner. Tries baseline, cut off by Eklund, who played 90 seconds. Looking for our first score in the basketball game. And we'll get a walk call here on Pleasanton as Linder trying to get a little bit deeper into the post. And that'll be the first turnover of the game on Pleasanton. Full court pressure going to be put on here by the Bulldogs. That's what they want to do, create havoc, get a lot of easy buckets if they can. Long outlet pass here by Overton is going to be thrown away. Picked up by the Bulldogs. So the second Overton turnover here. Handling the basketball is Casey Pierce. Pierce skips back over to Nichols. She'll pay a deep three. It's off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound. Linder's able to grab it. She'll go back to Nichols. Finds the face. Puts it up ahead. Stadium is there to get the first bucket of the basketball game. And they will put Overton on top by a score of 2-0 in the full court pressure. Overton's going to have to handle this. Logan Barner running it against Katie Nichols. Switches from the right to the left and back to the right hand as she brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass on the right wing here to Rachel Eklund. Eklund off the high screen and roll with Fleshman. Decides to take the three and it's good. Rachel Eklund carries the three-pointer. And then Overton is on the board with a 3-2 lead. 5:40 to go here in quarter number one. Linder with it on the high post here for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Over to Katie Nichols. Left hand drive, tries to get inside. Stop. Not for Linder. She gets the double team. Out for a three-pointer, and Pleasanton can't get that one to go. They missed their first three threes. Rebound Pierce. Dribbles out, finds Linder at the top of the circle. Drives right side of the lane. Fleshman with good D. The shot's no good. And the rebound brought down by Rachel Eklund. Eklund started up the floor, then lost her dribble. So coming back to help her out will be Morgan Barner. Barner brings it across the timeline here. Takes the jumper in the paint. It's off the mark. No good. And running down the defensive board is Madeline Siegel for Pleasanton. Gives it over to Katie Nichols. Nichols bounce pass into the front court. Hayes can't handle it. And out of bounds it goes. We'll take a timeout and be back in 30 seconds.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Phillips Insurance Agency, providing crop insurance
for
40 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion into the private
market.
About coverage available for hail, wind, and fire. Phillips Insurance is crop insurance specialists with a farming background. We specialize in crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in central Nebraska area. Find us online at PhillipsInsAgency.com. Or call Scott, Nathan, or Kyle today.
All right, back to action here, and hopefully it sounds better for the folks there at home as Overton missed a jump shot and then a missed three by Pleasanton while we are away. Overton breaks the press, throws over the top of Fleshman, but picking up the loose ball is Ella Luther who comes in. Now the ball's loose in the paint. No jump. They'll kick it into the corner for an 18-footer that's good by Kenzie Shealy. So Overton now with a 5-2 lead, and they're playing some really good defense here on Pleasanton, who is working that three-point line, but just have not been able to do much with it so far. 0-4 so far from the three-point line. Hastings High leading Kearney Catholic's girls at the end of one, 13-12. Inside, the shot partially blocked by Fleshman, but Siegel picks it up and scores. So the first one for Siegel was blocked, but she's able to stick with it and put the ball in the bucket to cut the lead to one. 5-4. And Overton doing a pretty good job of handling this full court pressure. Lob it down to Fleshman. No backside help. The layup is good. Haley, of course, listed at 6 foot. She's all of that. She is a force in the paint here for Coach Arp. And it's 7-4 in favor of the Overton Eagles. So they're playing a really good first quarter here so far against the Bulldogs, who are over on the right wing. Bounce pass down low from Pates. Linder on the block. Has to kick it out. Nichols for three and banks it in from the wing. When she let it go, she was already headed the other way because she knew it was way off, but then she sees that it goes off the glass and is able to get the job done. And Overton is going to call a timeout here with 3:10 remaining in the first quarter. ENT Physicians of Kearney taking care of you since 1994. We're tied at 7 here on Power 99.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Well, our producer, engineer, Cannon Rath, Doug Duda, back with you here. Again, we were cut off during our 5 points bank starting lineup. Maley Meyer, Morgan Barner, Rachel Eklund, Haley Fleshman, Kenzie Shealy for Overton, and they have the ball against the full court pressure, tied at 7 with 3:10 to go. Katie Nichols, Natalie Siegel, Izzy Pates, Katie Linder, and Casey Pierce for Pleasanton. So Overton brings the ball across the timeline. They lob it in to Fleshman. She drops it, comes out to grab it, throws it into the corner for an 18-footer by Shealy. No good, but a long rebound comes out to Addison Luther. They'll kick it out for another three all the way down that time by Ella Luther, and no good. Rebound brought down and a fast break the other way here. Paige Weisdorfer trying to go coast to coast. They'll reverse it back to Paige. Good ball fake and a little 5-footer off the glass. Won't go. Offensive rebound. Paige back up and in. And Pleasanton now knows they're in a battle here. They've kind of stepped up their pace to this game as Overton breaks the press again. Fleshman takes it in against Fisher, spins with the left hand, but it rolls off the rim, no good, and Chelsea Fisher gets the rebound. Weisdorfer is in as she gets the shot down to Pateson, another one up and in. So out of the timeout by Overton, Pleasanton has actually scored three straight buckets, and they have put up seven in a row. It's 11-7, Bulldogs by four. Also into the ball game, Haley Mulring. We got Jace Doolin and his boys. Of course, we know Jace is a football coach at Elm Creek, but they're doing the officiating here. Fleshman top of the circle. They were looking for a give and go, but the go was covered, so Haley drives, and she gets fouled. Haley can handle the ball for a post, and the foul will be on Paige Weisdorfer. That is actually the first foul of the ball game. 1:50 to go first quarter. Pleasanton 11, Overton 7. And Pleasanton will probably have a much deeper bench here tonight. Then Overton. Fleshman to shoot two, and the first one is up and no good. It just flat out slipped out of her hands. And back in for Pleasanton is going to be Natalie Siegel and Casey Pierce. Second free throw now for Fleshman. Trying to break the 7-0 scoring run of the Bulldogs, and this one's up and in. So Haley with 3 points, and it is 11-8, Bulldogs, 1:50 to go here in quarter number one. Up the floor on the left wing with it is Natalie Siegel against the man-to-man. Skip pass right side, Weisdorfer. Weisdorfer starts to drive on Eklund, falls down, and they're going to say it's because there was some contact, and Overton didn't like it. So Rachel Eklund with the first foul of the game on Overton, and we get a call them both ways. There's been two fouls called. Inbounds pass to Weisdorfer. Into the right-hand corner, Natalie Siegel. Siegel down the low block. Fisher forces it up. No good. And we're going to get an over-the-back foul called here on Pleasanton's Casey Pierce. That'll be her first. She got the rebound, and that was because she went over the back that time defensively. 11-8. Pretty entertaining first quarter so far. Last year, Pleasanton just got out to such a quick start that they had a cushion for most of the game against Overton. Really held them down defensively in last year's game at Overton. The boys' game, by the way, if you didn't remember, that was 78-77 in overtime. Olmstead hitting those two threes late in overtime to come from five down and win by one. Overton passing the ball around, but they've dropped it three straight times. Morgan Barner needs some help rolling around. Addie Luther will pick it up. So Addison comes out between the circles, tries to get everything reset here as she is guarded by Mulring. Fleshman comes up top, tries to lob it down low to Eklund. She's doubled immediately. Good defense by the Bulldogs. Hands it off to Ella Luther, and she is going to be grabbed as she dribbles into the paint. So a reach-in foul here on the Bulldogs. That's on Chelsea Fisher. Her first. 11-8, just under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Pleasanton with the lead. Katie Nichols returns for the Bulldogs. Overton will throw it in underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane here. Run the screens, try and pop Luther out here in the corner for a possible three, and she's open. Now she lobs it into Fleshman. Back out top, Eklund. Eklund with a dribble drive, cut off in the paint that time by Siegel. Gives it over on the right wing to Barner. Down to 45 seconds to go. Good screen on Nichols, but nice switch. Weisdorfer all over her. Off to Eklund. Eklund between the circles. Couple of dribbles, high screen there. Eklund decides to take the 18-footer, and it's too strong. Rebound in the corner, out of bounds, off of Pleasanton. And it's going to stay with Overton. Good job by the officials to communicate there. It was nearly simultaneous, but it got deflected off Casey Pierce. 29 seconds to go here in the corner for Overton to get a good shot off. Barner will take it in the right-hand corner. 16-footer off the mark. Weisdorfer's in there to get another rebound. Outlet pass to Nichols. She has no fear, and she'll get the foul as she takes it all the way down. Crossing over the Overton defender, Addison Luther, who picks up her first foul. You just kind of assumed Nichols would take it in with the right hand. When she switched over, Luther knew what she had to do. So Katie Nichols will shoot the first free throw of the game here for the Bulldogs, and it bounces around and in. 6 points now in the first quarter for Nichols. And back into the ball game, Katie Linder and Haley Mulring. Pleasanton able to use at least eight right away here in the first quarter. Second free throw, Nichols, no good. Fleshman has to chase down the rebound in the far corner here in front of the Overton bench. 18 seconds to go, again against that full court pressure. Luther, having trouble with Katie Nichols, needs to get it across the timeline, and then she dribbles right into the trap with 9 seconds here. Now just throws it away, and Nichols is going to go in for the layup. If you're going to throw it away, you cannot do it quite like that. And that's a turnover and a bucket for Nichols, and that's the end of the first quarter. So it was 7-4 Overton, but a 10-1 run to end the quarter, and Pleasanton leads it 14-8 here on Power 99.
trust is earned over generations, not seasons. For over 165 years, the Rank family's been earning that trust where it counts the most, in your fields. And yields, they don't lie. With over 1,000 top finishes in first and state trials over the last 3 years, Rank Seed proves its value through superior genetics and production. One family, seven generations, all working for your success. Rank means results.
This is Tom Collins with your Tri-City weather forecast. Partly cloudy skies with some light sprinkles, and later in the evening,
there's a storm rolling in. Expect chills, thrills, and 100% chance of jaw-dropping action. This is hockey at its finest. This is the Tri-City Storm. All season long at the Viero Center. Leave your umbrellas and bring your appetite for food, fun, and adrenaline-fueled mayhem. For tickets to the best game in town, visit stormhockey.com.
And welcome back to the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. A big thank you to Athletic Director Casey Loomis, Ricky Westland, and the crew here at Pleasanton. They've even got us some new digs here to broadcast from. We appreciate that. And they've got brand new scoreboards, high tech, everything but video on them. Really nice that they have upgraded. Pleasanton knows how to do it. So now with a left-hand dribble, Overton gets the ball to start the second quarter. They'll get it inside with Meyer. The shot won't go, and the rebound brought down by Casey Pierce. They out-rebounded Overton 10-6 in the first quarter of play. 8 of the 14 points. Katie Nichols and Pierce works it. They clear it out. Left-hand drive off the glass and in. First bucket of the ball game by Casey Pierce. And all of a sudden, it's an 8-point lead here for Pleasanton. Overton came out on fire and now found themselves in a little bit of trouble. Fleshman in the backcourt. They don't want her dribbling the ball up the floor. So she finally gets rid of it. A long outlet to Morgan Barner at midcourt. And Pleasanton really getting all over them here. Good screen by Eklund. Pleasanton doing a good job of switching on these screens. High post Fleshman. Hands it back to Rachel. Eklund with a left-hand dribble. Gets squeezed. Gets it down to Haley. Spins with the left hand, and it rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Katie Linder. That's about 3 three-footers that Overton hasn't been able to finish on, and that's the difference really in the game. Down 8 instead of down a bucket. Pierce working at corner Pates. Pates bumped by Eklund, and that's going to be Rachel's second personal foul. She got ticky-tacked on her first one, and now that's where this makes a difference because she's got two fouls, and Coach Arp needs her in there. It's only the third team foul, each team with three, and it'll be Pleasanton on the inbound. Linder quickly in the corner. Siegel can't get the three away. Skip past Pates, right corner for three. It's all the way down and out. No good. Fleshman will pull down another rebound here for Overton. She needs some help getting out of there. Now she does dribble the ball up the floor with a left hand. Just as she crosses the timeline, picks up the dribble. She's able to find Meyer at the free throw line. Into the corner, spot up Barner. Now decides to drive. And boy, this defense of Pleasanton's really started to get to Overton as Eklund drives. A four-footer won't go. Rebound brought down by Pierce. Outlet pass two-on-one. Linder brings it in, and a blocking foul going to be called on Morgan Barner. Barner had really good position there on that two-on-one, but two free throws now coming up for Katie Linder. Overton's moving the ball well, but now they're just going to probably have to utilize the old back cuts because Pleasanton is so overplaying the ball right now. First free throw by Linder is on the way, and it is too strong. No good. Now back in for Overton with Eklund. The two fouls, she's going to come out, and Addison Luther will check in. Only 1 point, though, in the last 6 minutes for Overton. Second free throw is good. So Linder gets one of two for Pleasanton. Overton throws over the top to get it to Fleshman, guarded by Linder. Gets it back into the hands of Barner. Across the timeline, picked up by Pates, uses the left hand, tries to clear things out in the paint. Bounce pass, he is behind her and out of bounds. And back into the ball game is going to be Ella Luther now on the fourth turnover of the game for Overton. Pleasanton has two so far. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Overton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Lexington, Holdridge, and Lincoln. The number one undefeated Pleasanton girls leading 5-1 Overton, 17-8. Swing it out on the right wing here. Siegel back out top. Linder skip pass against the man-to-man. Right side Pierce. Spin move on Sheely. Takes the shot. No good, but can't get the rebound, so it'll be Pierce, and she'll put it up and in. Offensive putback for Casey Pierce. 4 points, 4 rebounds already. And a 15-1 run now by Pleasanton. Overton breaks the press, tries to drive. Ball's deflected away by Pates, but it goes to Sheely. Out top, three-pointer Luther. Addison can't get it to go. Offensive rebound by Meyer, and she'll be fouled as she puts the ball back up, and she'll get two free throws. Foul is on Katie Nichols, her first and the team's fourth. So you've got a couple of really sparky, spunky guards out there that just don't have a lot of height on them, like Katie Nichols and like Meyer here, and Meyer's free throw is in and out, no good. Chelsea Fisher comes in for Pleasanton. Natalie Siegel will exit. 5:07 to go, second quarter, 19-8 Pleasanton. They're on a 15-1 run. Second free throw, Meyer got it to go. So first point of the second quarter here for the Eagles, 19-9. And Pierce will bring it up. Overton puts on no pressure until they get across the timeline and pick him up demandably. Everybody on the floor can shoot it. That's what makes them so dangerous. So they try to go off the dribble with that quick first step, either use the screen or just get by your defender, and that's exactly what Pierce does here. Goes in with a reverse layup from right to left. It's too strong. Rebound comes down to Sheely, and then it's stripped away by Linda right underneath the hoop, and she'll score. 21-9, Pleasanton by a dozen. They have really trapped Overton numerous times. It's almost a surprise Overton doesn't have more turnovers as they travel with a basketball. And Pleasanton will get the basketball back here. Again, Kearney Catholic Hastings right now on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Sutton on 1230 AM KHAS. Katie Nichols well out on the right wing. Off the pick, she'll come up between the circles with the pass to Pates. Back to Nichols. Guarded out here by Maylie Meyer. Lobs it in there, and Fisher grabs it and scores. Boy, Chelsea was going full bore the whole way to the hoop and had to grab it and shoot it basically all in the same motion. And after a shaky start to the game, Pleasanton is on fire right now. Sheely, a pull-up three, and she'll bank it in. So the only three that Pleasanton has made was a banked-in three. And Kenzie Sheely says, I can do that, her fifth point. And the first field goal in over 8 minutes for Overton is a banked-in three from the right wing. 23-12, Bulldogs. Nichols handles that basketball solid. Goes over the left wing. Linder got Sheely in the air and puts up a seven-footer too strong. Rebound brought down by Fleshman. Haley up the floor, finds Luther. Ella back out front. And it almost went out of bounds, but it is grabbed there by Addison Luther. They got both of them in there. They try to lob it to Fleshman, deflected out front. Here's Meyer for three, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Chelsea Fisher. Out front, Nichols is ahead of the pack, comes to the jump stop and scores. 10 points now for Katie Nichols, and it's 25-12. As Fleshman will bring the ball up the floor here for the Eagles. All the way into the paint, takes it at Fisher, ran into her. Oh, and they're going to call a foul on Chelsea Fisher, and that'll be her second. Fifth team foul. And now you've got multiple substitutions again here for the Bulldogs. As we said, they're just going to have a deeper bench. They don't mind going with a solid eight-person rotation. And we'll set it for you, but first Overton to inbound the ball underneath their own hoop here. Ella Luther, overload to the left. They look for the back cut to the right. It just took too long. So instead of the five-second count, she had to lob it out top to the outlet Meyer, and they'll set up the half-court offense. Right side to Luther. Used her dribble up. Tried to get it to Meyer, stepping in front and making the steal is Natalie Siegel. Siegel up ahead, has it poked away from behind and out of bounds. Pleasanton has Fisher, along with Mollring, Pierce, Seelig, and Weisdorfer. And they inbound it to Page at the top of the circle. Back in the corner for a three-point attempt, Natalie Siegel. It will not go. One of seven from downtown. Siegel got her own rebound, has her shot blocked by Fleshman. And a whistle and a foul. It's just going to be a travel on Pleasanton. First turnover of the quarter for the Bulldogs, third of the game. And again, Rachel Eklund has been on the bench now for about 3 minutes with two early fouls here for Overton. And the outlet is underthrown, and the pass is picked off by Haley Mollring. Mollring, step back three. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound. Fleshman does a good job to keep her toes inbound and save it. And then it's knocked away by Siegel, who is really, really pressuring the ball. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the first half stats, preview the boys' game, let you know what else is going on. Hastings men, UNK women playing today. Men in Honolulu, Hawaii for Hastings. They were beaten by Menlo, California, 89-80 this afternoon. Ball between the circles here, Overton. They've managed just 4 points here in the quarter. Off the high screen and roll, well covered, down low to Fleshman. She likes the matchup. Her pass is going to be deflected away. And out of bounds, staying with Overton. 25-12 Pleasanton. They were down 7-4, and then the next thing you know, they put on a 15-1 run, and they have kept a double-digit lead. Inbound, try to lob it to Fleshman. She's doubled. And they are going to call Megan Fisher for an arm bar in the back, and that is her third foul. Let's see what Coach Arnsdorf does. Katie Linder's going to come in for her. Must have pushed her when she jumped up in the air, but couple that on other nights, they would let go. Overton to throw it in. It did not affect the play is kind of the way they always tell you about it. And then on the inbound, it's underthrown to the top of the key. Weisdorfer makes the steal. Weisdorfer up ahead to Siegel. Lost the handle, and the rebound brought down by Casey Pierce, or excuse me, by Kenzie Sheely, and the ball deflected out of bounds. So it'll be Overton basketball again. Three-fourths of the battle right now for the Eagles is just to get the ball into the front court. Throw it in will be Barner. Kicks it right underneath the hoop and gets it into the hands of Luther. Luther goes ahead and dribbles it between one, between two, tries to make a bounce pass, and a blocking foul going to be called on Pleasanton. That'll put Overton into the 1-1. Paige Weisdorfer called for the block. That'll be her second. And Ella Luther down to the line. 2-4 as a team so far for Overton. And checking in will be Pates and Nichols with a minute 44 remaining here in quarter number one. And Weisdorfer and Mohring will check out. 25-12, Pleasanton on top. And the front end of the 1-1 now for Ella Luther. And the freshman puts it up and in. That'll be her first point of the ball game as the bonus. And now the second free throw. Two of the teams that should be in contention for the FKC Finals are right here. Second free throw is a little too strong. And trying to get in there, Sheely. She does cause a jump ball with Pierce. So we will see the arrow pointing the way of Pleasanton, and they'll get the basketball with a minute 43 to go here in quarter number two. But they've been stuck on 25 now for a little while. We've went a while without much scoring. Linder into the corner to Siegel against the man-to-man. Both teams have been man all the way. Nichols top of the circle. Likes the three, but guarded by Sheely to Pates. Now into the corner, Linder. Ball fake on Fleshman. Gets it underneath. There's Pierce open. She got bumped. Puts it up. No good. Rebound brought down by Fleshman, and that'll be her fifth here in the half. Outlet pass to Sheely. Kenzie brings it into the front court. Tries to lob it down low to Barner, but overshoots her. And the seventh turnover of the quarter and the tenth of the game now for the Eagles. Right idea. Just didn't connect. We've seen a handful of passes underthrown and picked off, and that has then made them throw it a little too strong and overthrow a couple. With it up top now, Casey Pierce. Left corner to Linder, down to the low block. Pates, nobody's on her, and she'll score. That's the third bucket of the ball game by Pates. She's got six, and the lead is back to 14. A minute to go here in the first half, 27-13. Pleasanton, the number one team and undefeated in D1, against Morgan Barner here. Picks her dribble up. Coming off a curl screen is Maley Meyer to help her out. Takes it over on the left wing. Looking inside, all of a sudden Pleasanton has found a way to shut down, trying to get that lob into Fleshman as a sag on her. Fleshman does get it, but outside the block, takes a dribble and kicks it back out. Sheely for three, can't get it to go. Rebound tipped into the hands of Katie Linder, and off to the races we go. Nichols pushes it up on the left wing, pulls up from 12, and it's in and out, and the rebound comes down to Sheely. And at the other end, we get a tie-up. And the arrow will go to Overton. 16 seconds remaining here. Eagles really need a bucket on this last possession to send them into the halftime locker room. They've only had one bucket in the last 12 minutes. Inbounds all the way up top. The Fleshman deflected and into the backcourt. Linder's going to end up getting the steal. And a timeout will be called by Pleasanton because they still have them all. And they'll have the ball with 12 seconds to go here in quarter number two. It's 27-13 Pleasanton. This time out brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Located where you need us, specializing in you.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Johnson, and Dr. Blake at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they are where you are. With 6 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, they provide the highest quality care to everyone. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, specializing in you.
At halftime, the Kearney Catholic girls lead Hastings 28-25. The game is currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. 12 seconds remaining here in the first half. Pleasanton will take it out in the backcourt right by their bench for the final shot of the first half. Nichols off a couple of screens. Wide open top of the key three. Skips out, no good. Rebound kicked around. Out of bounds off of Pleasanton with 2 seconds to go. So let's see if Overton even gets one. They need to baseball pass it here. Everybody's right in the backcourt. And they do send Luther deep. The ball's kicked. Ran 4/10 of a second off the clock. You don't want to throw it in short and have a chance to steal it. They need to throw it deep here. And they do. And it hits the floor. Fleshman grabs it. Her layup at the buzzer. No, it slipped out of her hands. Boy, that was a great job there to let the ball go deep. I'm surprised Pleasanton didn't put somebody back. In fact, I'm guessing that won't happen again. That's something you look at on film and go, there's 2 seconds left in the quarter. Why are we all playing defense 10 feet away from the hoop? So it didn't go in, and that's kind of the way the second quarter went for Overton. They're playing good defense. They just can't get anything going offensively after the first 4 minutes of the game. And the undefeated Pleasanton Bulldogs have a 27-13 lead against the Eagles. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Power 99.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln, or log on to barneyinsurance.net.
Amigos Build-It Burritos and Bowls come in 2 sizes, regular and really big. They all start with made-from-scratch cilantro lime rice, and then you custom build it with layer upon layer of flavor. There's 3 meats to choose from, 2 beans, 3 veggies, and 3 homemade sauces. For an amazing taste combination, try the new queso sauce with shredded pork. When it's cold outside, the perfect on-the-go meal is a queso Build-It Burrito or Bowl at Amigos.
And welcome back to Pleasanton, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages in our FKC doubleheader. The final game before the Christmas break for the Overton Eagles, but Pleasanton does go over to play Wilcox-Hildreth tomorrow night. And your score, 27-13, the number one Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs leading Overton. And don't forget, for our Overton listeners, we will be seeing them at their holiday tournament. They go over to Ravenna. So Overton, Ravenna, Centura, and Riverside playing in the holiday tournament on the 30th and 31st. And we will have all of the games here on Power 99. We'll also be covering the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament, the 27th and 28th here on Power 99. And then the 30th, the games will be on ESPN 1460. ESPN, of course, your home for college football. Tons of bowl games, the national semifinals next Saturday. Let's let you know what else is going on. Of course, we told you about what we've got on our radio waves tonight. Sutton and St. Cecilia on 1230 AM KHAS. Hastings and Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM. And our Pleasanton Overton game here on Power 99. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tomorrow, a pair of games. The final day before the Christmas moratorium, and we will have what should be a pretty good one. Kearney High hosting Bellevue West. The girls at 5:15, the boys at 7, the Bellevue West boys with Chucky Hepburn, ranked number 2 in the state. And then on 12:30 a.m. KHAS tomorrow, we will have Hastings High at York among the Saturday games. Of course, Kearney Catholic has their high school dual wrestling tournament tomorrow. The 12th annual Flatwater Frankies is going on at the Heartland Events Center with most of the wrestling teams in the Tri-Cities competing in that as well. So that's what we've got coming up. We'll have our first half stats for you in just a moment. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
The Big Rack Shack is a one-stop shop for all your storage needs. Stop by their 15,000-square-foot showroom at 3210 Antelope Avenue in Kearney. From heavy-duty pallet racks to lightweight garage shelving, they have a wide variety of industrial-quality shelving that will last a lifetime. With the Midwest's largest selection of heavy-duty steel storage cabinets, workbenches, carts, vices, and more, you can find them on the web at BigRackShack.com or give them a call at 308-234-4464.
Merry Christmas greetings from Gary Michaels Clothiers. Celebrating tremendous deals throughout the store. All in-stock outerwear, suits, and sports coats are 30% off. The entire store, excluding Brighton, is 20% off. Shop for yourself or for those on your list. And for those hard to buy for, the perfect gift, a Gary Michaels gift card. The gift of buying local. And free gift wrapping, too. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers for Christmas in downtown Hastings and Kearney. Now open Sundays from 1 to 4.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. So glad to have you along with us. Let's go ahead and take a look at the first half numbers that we have in the ball game. First off, for the Overton Lady Eagles, Maylee Meyer, 1 point, 2 rebounds. Ella Luther, 1 point. Rachel Eklund has a 3-point bucket and 2 rebounds, but she sat for about 6 minutes there in the second quarter with 2 personal fouls. Haley Fleshman, 3 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks. Kenzie Sheely, 5 points and 5 rebounds. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 2 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting for the Eagles, 1 of 2 in the first, 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in the first, but 8 in the second quarter. Overton had 8 points in the first quarter, but just 5 in the second quarter, including not a single 2-point bucket. They hit a 3 and a couple of free throws. And at the half, 13 points, 15 rebounds, 3 out of 6 at the free throw line, 2 of 6 from 3-point land, 2 blocks. And 11 turnovers. Eklund, the only player that has multiple fouls. For the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, they're led in scoring by Katie Nichols with 10 points, 1 rebound. Paige Weisdorf for 2 rebounds. Natalie Siegel, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Izzy Pate, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Katie Linder, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Casey Pierce, 4 points, 5 rebounds. And Chelsea Fisher, 2 points and 2 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in each quarter. 3-point shooting, Pleasanton's had a lot of them take a look, but just not many are going down. 1 of 5 in the first quarter, 0 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 2 in the first, and only 1 in the second quarter. Foul situation, Chelsea Fisher has 3, and Paige Weisdorfer has 2. Pleasanton had 14 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second. And at the half, 27 points, 18 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. 1 of 9 from 3-point land and 3 turnovers. 5-0, number 1 ranked Pleasanton, leading 5-1 Overton at the half by a score of 27-13. Again, a boys game is coming up next here. As we said, Pleasanton off to a good start at 4-1, but they're playing without Seth Eckel, their point guard, who was injured. They've also got a couple of other guys on the sideline. For Overton, new coach and a new-look basketball team. And this is one I think you can say without it being, these are football guys playing basketball. They just haven't shot the ball very well in their 1-4 start. They're playing hard, and they will give Pleasanton all they want tonight, especially from a physicality standpoint. And also, they know in their mind it wasn't that long ago that they played in the state football semifinals against each other. And a lot of those guys will be on a basketball court here tonight. So the boys game should be going by 8 o'clock, if not even a little bit before, because we had a pretty quick first half here. And we're just a couple of minutes away from getting the third quarter underway. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. 2713 Pleasanton, the second half, coming up right after this.
Oh, I I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
The dream of every American farmer is to watch the family farm being passed on from generation to generation. CHS wants to be the company that helps that dream come true. Taking pride in being here in their communities, the schools, and on the farm, CHS is a locally owned cooperative with global connections. It's like having a neighbor all around the world, offering a full-service cooperative, including grain, agronomy, energy, and precision ag, people and resources you can count on always, and always here at chsholdridge.com.
Well, they started a little early on us, and Pleasanton is going to turn it over on their opening possession, and Rachel Eklund's going to get the steal and go wire to wire and put it up and in for her second bucket of the ballgame. That's the first two-point bucket by Overton since the middle portion of the first quarter, 27-15 Pleasanton. High post Linder working against Fleshman, who taps it, and they call a foul on Haley Fleshman. That'll be the first on Haley. And again, we haven't had a lot of fouls, but there hasn't been a lot of physical fouls at all. There's been three or four of these that have just been touch as the inbound comes out for a three-pointer that's nailed by Casey Pierce. So Pierce takes advantage of the little foul and knocks down her first three. She's got 7 points, and it's 30-15 in favor of the Bulldogs. Top of the circle with it is Maley Meyer. Same starters here for both ball clubs. Overton dribbles to the right wing. Into the hands of Barner. Up top, they'll go to Meyer. Meyer starts to dribble, gives it off to Eklund into the paint, pulls up from nine and got it. Rachel Eklund with her second bucket, and she is going to have to be on that floor here. She is a junior, and she has played her whole career, driving at the other end, taking it in. Pierce, she didn't even stop. Fleshman gets the rebound off the missed layup. Haley now with six rebounds in the ball game. Overton wants to run. They lose it, and then we get another foul. This will be called on the Eagles as well. Morgan Barner, her first. And checking in here, 90 seconds into the quarter for Overton will be Ella Luther. She's a freshman, and then two other freshmen in Evie and Jeffries on the bench here for Coach Nicole Arp. 30-17, Pleasanton with the lead here, just underway in the third quarter of play. Off the screen, looking for some room, and a travel going to be called on Natalie Siegel. Tried to force her way through the double team and couldn't do it. So already two turnovers here for Pleasanton in the first 90 seconds or 95 seconds. They only had three total in the first half. Backcourt pressure on, and they'll throw over the top of it to Eklund, but can she get to it? She does. Ball's loose, and good hustle there by Ella Luther to go pick up the loose basketball. Now Overton will set up in the half court. I didn't think there was any way Overton was going to be able to save that, but they do. 5 second count on. Pates has Luther all the way out here at midcourt. Hands it off to Ella from Barner. Back over to Morgan, trying to spread the floor and lob it into Fleshman, but she's just too well guarded, and Linder is going to just go up and take the basketball away. Fast break the other way. Pates gets caught underneath, has her shot blocked in there by Kenzie Sheely, but they pick it up for a 3-point attempt. Pierce, it's no good, and the ball goes out of bounds to Pleasanton. So the Bulldogs will take it out underneath their own hoop here with Natalie Siegel into Pates. Pates missed the short jumper. Maybe it's something about this end. Rebound brought down by Sheely. Her sixth. Baseball pass to Fleshman underneath to Luther. Ella puts it up but missed it. Rebound brought down by Katie Linder. Man, Overton just really having trouble in the paint. Nichols brings the ball up the floor all the way to the hoop. Runs into Fleshman. Kicks it out to Pates for three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Barner, and she is fouled. Foul is going to be called on Natalie Siegel. That'll be her first and the first foul of the half here on the Bulldogs. 5:29 to go in quarter number three. 30-17 Pleasanton. Both teams playing extremely hard and a good pace to this one. Overton, they get it to Barner, then they clear it out, let her bring it up on Pates. Poked away as she tried to 360 it, but she got it back, and now she's able to come across the timeline. Might be able to go all the way. Kicks it out to Sheely, though, and they'll set it up with Eklund at the top of the circle, guarded by Siegel. Back out for a three-pointer, Luther, and Ella got it. First bucket of the ball game for Ella Luther, and the lead now down to 10, 30-20. Can Overton start to whittle into this thing a little bit? To Nichols on a back cut, takes it to the left corner, tries the baseline, then spins. What a move by Katie, but it won't go. Rebound brought down by Luther. We've had a dozen layups missed at this end. Down to Fleshman. She missed the layup, got her own rebound, and got fouled before she could put it back up and in. The foul was on Casey Pierce. Casey couldn't believe that the ball didn't go in the hoop and was a little late trying to get the rebound. So seven boards for Fleshman, and Overton will take it out. Trying to set up a three-pointer again. Now they'll lob it in to Eklund. Short jumper. She's fouled. Pleasanton got caught up in the wash there and couldn't get through the screen. Pates with her first personal foul. And Rachel Eklund will go to the line for the first time. Has 4 points in the quarter, seven in the ball game. 4:44 to go in the third. 30-20 Pleasanton. First free throw here is on the way by Eklund and is short, no good. Checking in, Luther. This is Addison. You've got Addison and Ella. Ella the freshman, Addison the sophomore. And a second free throw now by Eklund. And it's on the way, and it's no good. Everybody goes for the board, but Pates is able to win the battle of four different players. Waits for the traffic to clear, and up ahead to Nichols. Nichols, it was behind her, makes a good one-hand catch, puts it on the floor, then has it taken away by Addison Luther. Luther doesn't have the numbers, so she'll slow it up here. Find the trailer, Eklund, who's guarded by Siegel. On the weak side, looking for a ball screen here. Decides to go the other way. Kearney Catholic now leading Hastings girls after 3:39:38. A couple other scores we had a little bit ago. It was Axtell leading Amherst girls at halftime, 12-11, and St. Cecilia led Sutton at halftime, 27-16. Katie Nichols steps in, steals the basketball away. Up ahead, 2-on-1, tipped by Eklund, but Siegel got it, and then she's fouled by Eklund. And that'll be her third. It was kind of unfortunate. Rachel played a really good defense, and then when she deflected the pass, it went right back to Siegel, who just kind of continued with the shot and ran it right up the arm there of Eklund. So Siegel just 2 points so far, puts her first free throw of the night up, and it bounces off three times and no good. Second free throw now for Siegel. Takes the dribbles, puts it up, and it's good. So Natalie with her third point of the basketball game, 31-20, Pleasanton. 4 minutes remaining here in the third quarter of play. As they get it into Luther, clear it out. Ella working on Katie Nichols. Good crossover. Then hands it off to Eklund, top of the circle. Rachel, right side of the key, goes up, has it taken away. Just taking it right out of her hands was Katie Linder. Great steal, can't go all the way coast to coast. They'll lob it down low to Siegel, to Pierce, back over to Pates. She'll put it up no good. Don't want to see the shot chart tonight. Rebound brought down by Addison Luther, and Overton is going to call a timeout. Brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. 3:36 to go in the third quarter. Undefeated Pleasanton leading 5-1 Overton, 31-20 here on Power 99.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
With our producer-engineer, Cannon Rath, Doug Duda back with you here at Pleasanton. A big thank you to Athletic Director Casey Loomis and all the folks for their hospitality. Here in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth with 3:36 to go in the third quarter. They try to throw the baseball. They do to Eklund, but Pleasanton was on it this time. She'll stop at half court and find Ella Luther. Luther left side of the key, back up top to Sheely. Over to Eklund. Puts the ball on the floor here, guarded by Siegel. Out on the wing, they'll go to Barner. Again, man-to-man, both teams the whole game, both ways. Barner now picks her dribble up. Linder on her. Needs some help. Sheely comes and gets it. They're out around the volleyball line again. Eklund didn't work that first time through the offense, so now everybody out around the arc. There's nobody inside. Eklund dribbles in off of her knee. Then it goes out of bounds off of Pleasanton. Despite Barner trying to save it, she's lucky that they ran out of real estate. Now she'll throw it in. It was 14-8, Pleasanton after one, 27-13 at the half, now 31-20. Pleasanton with the lead, trying to lob it inside. Fleshman's on the bench breathing, and the ball is stolen away. At the other end, Pate misses the layup, but the offensive putback is there for Natalie Siegel, and she now has 5 points in the basketball game. My, oh, my, what the score could be if the three-footers are going in. Overton back into the front court, Luther on the left wing. Ball deflected away, man. Pleasanton just getting after it again. Pates makes another steal. Sixth turnover of the quarter for Overton. Underneath, wide open Siegel. And getting there to block it is Sheely, but they are going to call a foul on, not Sheely, but on, yeah, it is on Sheely. Her first and two free throws coming up here for Natalie Siegel. One of two earlier this quarter. And the first free throw's on the way, and it's good. And checking in for the first time, Allie Altwine for Overton. And the second free throw now. On the way, no good. Rebound brought down by Pates. Offensive rebound here for Pleasanton. They'll get it off on the left wing. Pierce drives, layup off the glass, no good. Rebound brought down by Altwine. I'm trying to see if something maybe happened to Fleshman. I do not see her sitting on the bench right now. So she may be in the locker room, and that might be why Altwine came in. Sheely with it into the corner. Eklund. Eklund has an open jumper on a baseline, but left it short. Sheely comes in and gets the rebound, makes one more pass to Luther, but they don't shoot the basketball. They'll kick it back out top and work again. Sheely trying to get it to Eklund, and it's picked off at the top of the key for an uncontested layup by Siegel. It's not just that Overton is turning it over. They are turning it over like that. So many turnovers right at the top of the key where you don't have a chance to go back and play any defense. And now here comes Fleshman, yes, out of the locker room. And both of her parents were over there, so hopefully everything's okay. But in the meantime, Pleasanton now has their biggest lead, 36-20, and driving in, putting up the runner is Addison Luther, no good. Rebound brought down by Katie Linder. Outlet pass is going to be thrown away. Seventh turnover for Pleasanton. And checking back in for Overton is Maylee Meyer. And now here comes Haley Fleshman back into the ball game. I guess the ball was just tipped. It is still going to be Pleasanton basketball. I thought they had pointed the other way. Still Bulldog ball. So coming in, Chelsea Fisher. She's in there along with Pates, Pierce, Siegel, and Weisdorfer. Natalie brings the ball across the timeline with a 36-20 lead. Once again, Overton in a drought just when they have finally cut it to 10. Haven't scored since. Little 6-0 run right now for Pleasanton. Siegel tries to get it into Fisher. Shot puts it up there, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Fleshman. Fisher kind of was shooting with her back to the basket. That was interesting. She was so close. It was more like a horse shot. You could win a horse game maybe with that one. A minute to go here in the third. High post Fleshman on the right elbow. Tries to give and go, but Eklund's covered well by Siegel. So back out top to Altwine. Left elbow to Fleshman. Now on the wing to Luther. Back to Fleshman. She's going to take a 15-footer that comes up short. Rebound brought down by Pierce. Pleasanton pushes it up the floor with Weisdorfer. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Lob it into Fisher. She got backside and lays it up and in. She got backside that time, a Fleshman, and there was no help. And it's 38-20, an 8-0 run now. Pleasanton just, they're wearing Overton down is what they're doing. Their defense has been so, so good here tonight. Eklund top of the circle, off the screen, but Pleasanton's always there. Into Fleshman, tries to power her way through the double team. She's caught in the paint, has to put it up. She scores and draws the foul. That's a big girl move right there. Haley Fleshman worked and worked and worked until she finally got up a shot. And the foul is going to be called on Chelsea Fisher. And unfortunately for her, that's her fourth. Fleshman hadn't scored since the first quarter. She's got 5 points in the game and tries to make it six here with this free throw. And the free throw is on the way. It's short, no good. Rebound on the floor. Goes right to Eklund and got it up and in. Deflected. Rachel's there. A little four-point trip. Still time here. 10 seconds for Pleasanton. And Coach Harsdorf wants to call timeout to set up the play. I'm not sure that he wanted to call timeout. Maybe he was just signaling the play to his players, but the timeout called. 8 seconds remaining here in the quarter, brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox and water furnace dealer. It's never too late to be sure your heating system is working properly and efficiently. Axman Heating and Air can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geothermal heat and infrared heat for your farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales and service. Axman Heating and Air, your water furnace and Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
With our producer engineer Ken Rath, Doug Duda back with you here in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. We have 8 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Pleasanton will inbound it on their side of half court. Nobody guards Weisdorfer. They'll loft it out to Siegel between the circles, right back to Page. High post to Linder. 4 seconds back to Weisdorfer off the dribble drive. Left hand scoop shot too strong, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. And after three, the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, 38, the Overton Lady Eagles, 24. We'll take a break and be back with the fourth right after this.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Security First Bank in Overton proudly supports this high school broadcast and wish the athletes good luck in the competition. Security First Bank in Overton strives to improve the lives of families and businesses they serve with high-quality financial services. With a small-town friendly attitude, they treat each customer like a good neighbor and have been committed to those standards since 1898. Security First Bank in Overton, a relationship you can count on. Member FDIC.
Well, each team putting 11 points on the board there in the fourth quarter, so it's still a 14-point lead for Pleasanton as Overton will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Passing up the 15-footer, Maley Meyer kicks it into the corner to Barner. Against the Pleasanton man-to-man, trying to find a way to get something going here. They ended the quarter on back-to-back buckets, but Nichols makes the steal. Turnover number 19 for Overton, compared to 6 for Pleasanton. Pates with it on the right wing, dribbles into the double team, back out to Pierce, back out top to the key to Siegel. Natalie one-on-one against Sheely, into the corner, jumper on the way, short that time from Casey Pierce, and another rebound for Kenzie Sheely. She's got 8, 9 for Fleshman, so they're doing a better job on the ball. Pressure in the backcourt, they get it to Eklund, gets by the defender, draws a 2-on-1 underneath the Fleshman, and Nichols knew that she had to foul her hard and does. Katie with her second personal foul. You've got Fisher with 4 and nobody else with more than 2. And you got Eklund with 3 for Overton. Haley Fleshman to the line now to shoot 2. She's 1 of 3 at the line. Free throw is no good. She has 5 points. 9 points for Rachel Eklund, 6 of those last quarter. For Pleasanton, still 10 points for Katie Nichols all in the first half. Natalie Siegel had 6 of her 8 last quarter. Second free throw, in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Casey Pierce. That'll be her 7th of the basketball game. Down to Pates, and there's a charge. Pates came to the jump stop about 10 feet out. Then as she went to dribble in, she lost her balance and ran right over Morgan Barner. That'll be the second foul on Pates. And Meyer out, Luther in. This has kind of been the normal deal for Coach Arp, and she wants to use another timeout. We're just a minute in to the fourth quarter of play. No change in the score, still 38-24 Pleasanton. This is a timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Overton Dental is a proud supporter of the Overton High School coaches and team for their accomplishments on and off the field. Don't skip regular dental cleanings or avoid going to Overton Dental because you're afraid of possible problems with your teeth. Regular checkups and cleanings can help stop dental problems before they start. Call Overton Dental at 308-987-2437 and schedule your visit with Dr. McClanahan, located in Overton at 401 5th Street. Good luck to all the area athletes from Overton Dental.
Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes and wish them good luck in the competition. Stop in and talk to the experts at Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer and Service in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs!
Friendly service every time. Quality is what you'll find where your neighbors and your friends go see Trotter.
And welcome back as we continue play here in the fourth quarter. Overton will use the timeout and bring the ball in here. Trailing 38-24, 7 minutes to go in the game here against undefeated at number one Pleasanton. Morgan Barner, Pates has got her picking her dribble up. They got to get across the timeline. They barely do it, but Ella Luther will. Hands it off to Fleshman, off the curl screen, right elbow, double-teamed as Eklund. Knocked away, she went and got it back. Lobs it over to Sheely, inside to Fleshman against Linder as she posts her up and gets the foul. That'll be the first foul on Katie Linder. We remind you that the Platte River Preps Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. Be sure to log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com and nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. One boy and one girl winner listed on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Brought to you by B&B Carpet. And Fleshman is able to hit the first one this time, her sixth point. Our defending winners are Jackson Keyshaw Pleasanton, Nadia Van Slyke, Arcadia Loop City. And the second free throw is up, and it is also good. So Fleshman hits them both, and it's 38-26. 6:40 remaining here in the ball game. Siegel with it at the top of the circle. On the left wing, Nichols got free, attacked, put it up, too strong, rebound brought down by Fleshman, her 10th of the ball game. Gets it to Eklund. She'll bring it up one-on-one with Natalie Siegel. Good matchup there. Eklund uses the screen. Left wing, Luther wide open, but they don't get it to her. Instead, it's into Fleshman. She spins with a left hand and puts it up too strong. Rebound brought down by Casey Pierce, who then dribbles behind the back to avoid the pressure. Outlet tried to get it to Nichols, and Fleshman steps in front and makes the steal, and now the Bulldogs reach in and commit the personal foul. And they are in a one-and-one. And Overton isn't shooting free throws very well as Nichols gets her third foul. But if they can do something here in the fourth quarter, crawl back at a ball game. Morgan Barner hasn't scored, hasn't shot a free throw. Weisdorfer's going to come in before she can. Right now, as a team, 5 of 11 from the line. And also coming in for Pleasanton is Haley Mulring. But now the lone senior on the team, Morgan Barner. The front end of the one-and-one. It's on the way, and it is too strong. And Linder will bring down her sixth rebound. Gets it to Weisdorfer, pushes it up on the left side of the key, stops right there to Linder. The paint is wide open. Skip pass over the left wing. Mulring drives the baseline, got by everybody, and another missed short one. But Pates will get the offensive rebound. Everybody's got a miss from 3 feet away tonight. Linder on the right wing. Fleshman's on her. That's a mismatch. She tries to take her to the hole, but Haley cuts off the baseline, then deflects the pass. Steal made. Back-to-back turnovers by Pleasanton. Baseball pass to Fleshman, who ran the floor, lays it up, and good. Haley Fleshman, what a beautiful offensive and defensive possession that was. Great defense, made the steal, ran the floor, got rewarded with the layup. Now Siegel, a post-up three. It barely got there. Rebound comes down to Fleshman. Weisdorfer looked like she was going to get it, but it skipped out of there. And now the ball deflected away by Paige out of bounds. It'll stay with Overton. The lead's 10. When Pleasanton went on that 15-1 run in the first half, they went up by 11. And it has not been single digits since then. Chelsea Fisher checking in. Coach Arnsdorf has a bad habit of waiting until the last possible second to sub somebody in. They're never waiting at the table. And Overton to throw it in. They'll go back to Eklund and clear things out. She's working now against Katie Linder. 5:10 to go, 38-28. Overton was down 16. They've now cut it to 10. Double team Fleshman, top of the key. They're really just trying to double Fleshman and Eklund. Haley kicks it out to Sheely. She'll try a 17-footer. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound comes all the way out to midcourt. Weisdorfer grabs it. Weisdorfer up ahead to Mulring, and she gets attacked by half of the city of Overton. There were three Lady Eagles. It could have been on any of them, and it's going to be on Sheely. That'll be her second. Two free throws coming up here for Haley Mulring. Hasn't scored, hasn't attempted a free throw. 4:49 remains in the game, 38-28 Pleasanton. Boys game coming up next. And the lefty puts up the free throw, and it's no good. And we're done here, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Other scores to pass along to you. Axtell leads the Amherst girls after three, 21-19. Second free throw, Mulring sets on her rim and falls. Her first point of the basketball game, the first point of the fourth quarter here for Pleasanton. Overton only got the first four. Sheely, quick catch and shoot. And the rebound brought down by Chelsea Fisher. They'll wing it up the floor to Linder. Left wing, Mulring. Mulring tries the baseline again behind the basket. Reverse layup is good. Fleshman thought she had shut her down, and Haley makes a beautiful move down the baseline and finishes with the reverse layup. And just like that, it's 13, and that's probably enough to get the job done here unless Overton starts getting some open looks at the three, which they have not. They've only attempted one in the second half, which they did make from Luther. Here's another one, Eklund. It's too strong. Out of bounds off Pleasanton. 3 of 8 from three-point land for Overton. 2 of 13 for Pleasanton. Siegel in, and Pates is going to come out. So Pleasanton looks like they're going to get the job done here, but they know they've been in a battle. I think Overton's going to win a lot of games again this year. Inbounds pass corner. Here's Luther to try another three, but it's over everything. And the ball trying to be saved in and is by Weisdorfer, who dives out of bounds. Eventually they get it up to Mulring, who goes in for the layup. 5 straight for Haley Mulring. And just when it looked like Overton might make it a game, nope. And then Overton is called for an over and back, even though it wasn't, and a timeout will be called here by Overton. But Pleasanton, they're putting so much pressure on that they're having just trouble getting some points on the board. 3:50 remaining in the ballgame. Timeout, Overton, brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. Pleasanton 43, Overton 28.
J Brothers in Overton is a proud sponsor of the Overton student athletes and wishes them good luck. J Brothers Gas Station and Taste of India restaurant is conveniently located just off of Interstate 80 at the Overton exit. Stop in before or after the game for coffee, pop, food, and the coldest drinks in town, plus the cheapest gas and diesel you will find. Hungry? Get your authentic Indian food at the Taste of India restaurant, plus their famous pizza too. Only at J Brothers in Overton.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Cannon Rath here in Pleasanton bringing you tonight's Fort Kearney Conference action on the road. While Kearney Towing is on the road bringing your vehicle home, don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Pleasanton basketball, they've scored 5 in a row here by Mulring to go up 15. She drives again. The ball took a funny hop. Sheely grabbed it. We're going to get a jump. The arrow does point the way of Pleasanton, so they'll maintain possession. 3:35 to go in the game. 43-28 Bulldogs. Inbounds pass comes on the left wing. Weisdorfer, good ball fake, goes around Luther, but the left-hand shot no good. Then the rebound, she brings it down, has her shot blocked on the putback by Rachel Eklund, and Overton comes out of there with Sheely. Stutter dribble along the Pleasanton sideline over there by their fans. Then the ball's poked away. It'll stay with Overton. And both these teams have to be in pretty good shape to do what they've done tonight. This has been right in your face all night long, all 32 minutes, which right now we've played just about 29 of them. Wrap around to Sheely, lobs it down Fleshman, working on Fisher with the 4 fouls, then comes in and can't get a reverse layup, takes it back out to Eklund, who got tripped and a foul will be called. And there's one where, again, coach him up a little bit. Fleshman at Fisher. Fisher's not going to do anything, or she fouls out of the game, so you just got to take it right at her when you've got it that low on the block. The foul here called on Paige Weisdorfer, her third, and Eklund, front of the 1-1, is good. Rachel now with 10 points to lead the way here, 9 for Fleshman. Second free throw now for Eklund. on the way, and it's too strong. Long rebound, deflected off Pleasanton. It's headed out of bounds, and Eklund will grab it before it does. And then ball punched out of her hands, and a foul going to be called. Bulldogs had her sandwiched, and we are now in the double bonus. And Weisdorfer gets her fourth. She gets her share of steals, but now she has her fourth foul. And Eklund will go to the line and shoot two. Just one of four, but we're in the double bonus, so she'll get them both no matter what. Free throw up. Good. Have a final on ESPN as the Kearney Catholic girls remain undefeated, holding off Hastings 53-47. A state-rated battle of undefeated boys teams coming up in 20 minutes on ESPN. 14-60, 15-50. Eklund's second free throw, no good. Fleshman got the rebound. Give it back to Rachel. 10-footer, though it wouldn't go. And then it's going to be headed out of bounds, and Sheely will grab it. It's still Overton basketball here. Underneath, they get it to Haley. Missed the layup. Ball's deflected away. Overton gets it again with Luther, and then they throw the basketball away. All those chances couldn't finish. Overton turnover, Linder close to coast, and the layup is good. Katie with just her second bucket of the ball game, 45-30, Overton, 2.5 to go. That actually was just the second turnover for Overton in the quarter. Eklund poked away from behind, but it gets to Fleshman, and she is going to be on the ground via the help of a Pleasanton Bulldog. So off to the line to shoot two. The foul is on Natalie Siegel, her second. And Haley to shoot two free throws, and this is where maybe she struggles the most, is at this free throw line. First one on the way, too strong. You can just tell she doesn't feel comfortable at the line. Almost everyone she shoots, there's a little different technique to it, trying to find the right way. Most of them are high archers. Second one on the way, and it's bouncing around. It just won't go, and a rebound brought down by Pierce, her ninth here, to lead the way for the Bulldogs. 45-30, Pleasanton, 2:15 to go in the game. Down low, backdoor cut, Pates grabbed it, didn't like it, kicks it to Linder, up top to Nichols. Katie for one more three, she got it. First points of the second half for Katie Nichols, but she still leads the team with 13, and now it's 48-30. That's eight in a row put up here. Backside, they get it to Sheely on the press. Missed it, got it back, and scored. So Kenzie's had a nice game tonight. 7 points, 10 rebounds, 48-32. 1:45 to go. Nichols into the paint, kicks it to Linder. They're still firing. Katie's jumper, no good. How about another board for Sheely? She waits for the traffic to clear out and then dribbles it off her foot. Ball picked up here by Linder. She'll take it in against Eklund, who's called for the foul. That'll be the fourth on Rachel. But this one is over. 48-32, 1:33 remaining in the ball game. Linder will go to the line now to shoot two. She's one of two at the line, has 5 points. The New West postgame show coming up next. And then on to the boys' game. First free throw by Linder. On the way, and it bounces off, no good. Second free throw now. And the junior puts this one on the way, and it's good. So Katie gets one of two. 49-22 Pleasanton. Eklund trying to keep the hair out of her face. They threw it to her, and she was still able to catch it with one hand. And Overton's going to go ahead and use their final timeout. Brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. A minute 25 to go in the game. Pleasanton 49, Overton 32 here on Power 99.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And back here to Pleasanton, as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops as they get Fleshman posted up down on the right block against Pierce, lob it into her, and Haley is able to get this one to go. 6 in the quarter, 11 in the game for Fleshman at the other end. Pleasanton tries to lob it down low, but there's nobody there, and the Bulldogs will turn it over. 49-34, Pleasanton with the lead. Overton with a basketball, maybe get a couple more buckets here before the end of the game. Because we really were right around 10 to 12 points most of the ball game. Top of the key, Eklund squared up for the three, but Linder jumps out at her, makes her change her mind. Over to Sheely, 15-footer left wing, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds off of Fleshman of Overton. 51 seconds to go. Overton will continue to put on some pressure in the backcourt here. Barner playing center field as they get it into Nichols. Now she'll pick up the ball handler, Natalie Siegel. Siegel across the timeline. Kicks it into the right-hand corner to Linder. 40 seconds to go. Drives baseline. Basically wanting to use the clock, but they'll shoot it. I mean, it's a 15-point game, and we get a foul here by Overton on Kenzie Sheely, whacking her on the arm, and that's going to be the seventh foul, so it does put Nichols at the line for the 1-1. Katie, 1 of 2, way back into first quarter. She had 8 points in the first quarter, still leads the team with 13. Front end of the 1-1 is good. And off to the 50-point mark here for Pleasanton for the fifth time in 6 games. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. 51-34, Overton basketball. Still some pressure in the backcourt, a little surprised by that. Barner brings it across the timeline. Pleasanton ends up stealing the ball away, up ahead to Linder. Linder goes in for the layup and finishes, and that actually gets them to the largest lead of the basketball game, 53-34. Eklund up the floor with it, weaves her way to the free throw line, tries to dump it into Fleshman. The ball deflected out of bounds by Pierce. 14 seconds remaining. Overton ball with Barner to throw it in. One more shot here for the Eagles. Looking, lob it out top to Sheely. Grabs it at the free throw line, tries to get it back inside. Eklund's there, 6-footer, no good. Rebound, Sheely, and she's fouled. Sheely has a dozen rebounds unofficially in this game, and she'll get a chance to get a couple more points here with the free throws. 7 seconds remaining in the game, and the sophomore toes the line. Again, we will see Overton after Christmas at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on the 30th and 31st. They get Riverside in the first round. Ravenna plays Centura. Riverside girls had not won a game going into the night, so looks good as the free throw is no good. Second one is on the way, and it is good for Sheely. And Pleasanton will get it in, run it up the floor here, and they're going to take it in and shoot the layup, and it is good at the horn by Natalie Siegel. And that is the end of the basketball game. So these girls played from the opening tip to the final buzzer, and the final score, the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs 53 and the Overton Lady Eagles 35. Overton now 5-2, Pleasanton number one in D1, 6-0. And we will be back with the New West postgame show right after this.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are all very proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. The River Stop is the only stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas, refreshment, and to fill your tank. Best of luck from the River Stop. Lammer's Truck Line and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton. We are very proud to support our area athletes and coaches. Good luck, Bulldogs.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Phillips Insurance Agency, providing crop insurance for over 40 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion into the private market. Find out about coverage available for hail, wind, and fire. Phillips Insurance is crop insurance specialists with a farming background. We specialize in crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis, insuring over 60,000 acres in central Nebraska area. Find us online at PhillipsInsAgency.com. Or call Scott, Nathan, or Kyle today.
Community. It's a place that means coming together. A place where the smiles are warm, handshakes are firm, and the day's work is honest. Buffalo County Farm Bureau is hometown proud. Nebraska's economy is fueled by Nebraska agriculture. When agriculture is strong, Nebraska is strong. Our work reaches well beyond the farm or ranch, informing youth and consumers about agriculture, providing support for mental health, and benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
Welcome back to the New West postgame show. New West certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Parents' night here tonight at Pleasanton, so it will be pretty close to 8 o'clock when we tip it off. Here's a look at your final numbers. First off, for the Overton Lady Eagles, had Bailey Meyer with 1 point, 2 rebounds. Ella Luther, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Morgan Barner, 1 rebound. Rachel Eklund, 11 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Haley Fleshman, 11 points, 12 rebounds, 2 blocks. Allie Altwine had a rebound. Addison Luther, 2 rebounds. And Kenzie Sheely, 8 points, 12 rebounds and 1 block. 15 rebounds in the first half, 21 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half, just 5 of 16 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 6 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second, and the turnovers, 11 in each half. Overton had 13 points at halftime. They put up 22 in the second half to finish with 35 points, 36 rebounds, just 8 out of 22 from the free throw line, 3 of 9 from 3-point land, 4 blocks, 22 turnovers. Overton now 5-2 on the season, and they are off until Monday, December the 30th. They'll have the first game at 1 o'clock against the Riverside Girls in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament here on Power 99. Their next home game is January 7th. Against Ansley Litchfield. We'll look at the final numbers for Pleasanton right after this.
Builders knows that you would rather spend time enjoying your home than constantly repairing it. That's why we offer only the highest quality products from the best known suppliers like Pella Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. We also know that price matters, and that's why we back everything with a guaranteed price match. If you find the exact same item somewhere else, we'll match it. It's not a gimmick or a ploy, it's just our way of making sure our customers get the best products at the best prices. At Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at DowneyDrilling.com.
Buzz's Marine knows that boat buying may not be on the top of your mind right now, but if you want to take advantage of in-stock incentives, first pick on their 2020 inventory, or want to special order your new boat and have it ready for spring, stop into Buzz's Marine and shop the full lineup of Tigers and exclusive Starcraft deck boats. They also have great buys on fishing boats and pontoons. The biggest selection from the east to the west coast. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
When the weather changes, so can the performance of your transmission. Hi, this is Wayne with TBK Transmissions, and we want to help you avoid getting stuck in the tough snow. If your 4x4 is not working or your transmission's not shifting correctly, bring it in now. Get your vehicle winter ready with free diagnostics available. The only way is TBK, 2520 Avenue Q, Kearney. Learn more at tbktrans.com.
TBK Transmissions, the only way is TBK.
Welcome back to the New West postgame show. Now let's take a look at the final numbers we had for the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, led by Katie Nichols with 15 points, 1 rebound. Paige Weisdorfer had 5 rebounds. Natalie Siegel, 10 points, 4 rebounds. Izzy Pates had 6 points and 5 rebounds. Katie Linder 8 points, 6 rebounds. Casey Pierce, 7 points and a team-high 9 rebounds. Haley Mulring had 5 points, and Chelsea Fisher had 4 points and 3 rebounds. 18 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 6 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 9 in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 3 in the first half, 6 in the second half. Pleasanton led 27-13 at the half. They put up 26 points more in the second half to finish with 53 points, 33 rebounds, 8 out of 14 at the free throw line, 3 of 14 from 3-point land, just 9 turnovers. The number one Lady Bulldogs in D1 are now 6-0 with a 53-35 win against Overton. They'll play at Wilcox-Hildreth tomorrow. Then they host their own holiday tournament the 27th and 28th. They play Ravenna in the first round. Cambridge and Anselmo Myrna are on the other side. And then they go to the Brady Holiday Tournament January 3rd and 4th. And we'll be back on the New West Postgame Show after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to MeadLumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown. Down Kearney for a free estimate.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
The UNK women's basketball team improved to 12-1 today, winning their second and final game in Puerto Rico against Puerto Rico Mayaguez, 91-51. The Hastings men fell to Menlo of California out in Honolulu, Hawaii, 89-80. Nebraska men tomorrow against North Dakota, 5 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5. The Husker women Sunday at noon against Manhattan. A couple of other girls' scores. As we said, Kearney Catholic held on for a 53-47 win against Hastings. It was Elm Creek over Bertrand, 44-23. Franklin beat Deschler, 43-31. Gothenburg over Holdridge, 47-28. Loomis down Cambridge, 47-40. And South Loop over Medicine Valley, 51-20. Here, Pleasanton 53 and Overton 35. We'll take a little 15-minute break and then be back with the boys' game between Pleasanton and Overton. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For our producer-engineer, Cannon Rath, I'm Doug Duda. Don't forget, Kearney Catholic Hastings on ESPN 1460 and 1550. St. Cecilia Sutton on 1230 KHAS. We'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Farmers are darn tough, and times are challenging. Well, that's when you need an ag partner like Aurora Cooperative. By joining forces, things can be accomplished that can't be accomplished alone. Farmers face tough challenges every day, so having a partner is critical to your operation, especially when that partner is Aurora Cooperative. You'll have all the tools for success that you need right at your fingertips to make decisions and investments based on solid research data, innovative solutions, products, and support every step of the way. Tougher together. AuroraCoop.com.
At your friendly Friese and Ford, they know life can be busy, so they have your best interest in mind by providing a quick, easy car buying experience. When looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Friese and Ford makes it easy for you by offering financing options pending credit approval, a great selection of vehicles, as well as a friendly sales team that works with you to find a vehicle that will fit your needs and your budget. See the selection today just off I-80 in Aurora or online at FrieseandFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friese and Ford team.
Trust is earned over generations, not seasons. For over 165 years, the Rank family's been earning that trust where it counts the most, in your fields. And yields, they don't lie. With over 1,000 top finishes in first and state trials over the last 3 years, Rank Seed proves its value through superior genetics and production. One family, seven generations, all working for your success. Rank means results.
If what your crop needs is potassium, what you need to feed it is Locomotive. Designed to enhance crop growth and quality, Locomotive gives crops what they need in the safest form. Chlorine-free formula, providing high absorption rates to deliver critical nutrition quickly. Locomotive is the foliar potassium that doesn't hesitate when it comes to your crop's performance. No matter what the conditions, if you want potassium in your crop, you want Locomotive. To get your crop what it needs, see your local Nutrien Ag Solutions retailer today.
Welcome to Freddy's. How's it going, bud?
My parents said we're going plant-based. I don't know what that means, but it doesn't sound good. Every once in a while, a kid needs a treat. A dirt and worm sundae, please.
We understand. If you're going to be bad, it better be good. And no one satisfies your cravings better than Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. The experience that puts a smile on your face and the taste that brings you back. Come enjoy our Freddy's Dirt and Worm Sundae.
Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. 1010 3rd Avenue, Kearney.
The proceeding has been a Platte River Radio Classic Hits Power 99 Sports Production brought to you by Platte River Preps. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, visit PlatteRiverPreps.com.